aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead.
I had this school crossing show up outside my window, Ion. Could you maybe talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, there ain't no school.
Right, it's from my apartment to a bar.
Well, don't forget the mirror store.
Oh, yes, I've certainly seen the mirror store.
Across the street.
Yeah, right. Well, don't you find it odd that they'd put a school crossing where there isn't any school right there in your neighborhood, right there at your door, right there where you are, with no school or connection of a school, just inside
right.
the gate? Interesting. They put great big yellow lines in the road so he doesn't run over anybody when he's coming and going through his portal. It's aperture science, Matthew.
When I started working here a couple of years ago, St. Germain's book on alchemy was already here. How did that get here?
It's aperture science, Matthew.
Is Raj Patel the Maitreya, as Ben Cream explains?
Not so much. It's simpler than that. You don't have to have all that stuff to go along with all that. All that happened is because there is only now, your now includes past, present, future. So for things to show up in your world outside of what can be possible for you is just a question of how did this get here before it was? Well, that's because your was includes all. No problem.
Well, is Raj Patel the same Maitreya that showed up in Africa in the 80s?
Comes and goes.
And what about the man named John Titor, the time traveler?
We don't know about time travel because there's no time. Humans created time after the fall, so everything didn't have to happen at the same time or simultaneously. So we ain't having the time traveler. What the world are you talking about time? There is no time. It's a false premise. So to travel in time is to sit and enjoy a cup of coffee and then re-enjoy a cup of coffee. So time travel seems a bit silly to us, but you know, we're just non-physical, so don't mind us.
I found this picture. Was the picture
yes.
I found, did I make that?
In future, you did.
Yeah, I noticed that. I made it. I had a sigil with my signature on it.
Yeah, it's a little different than now, huh?
Right. All right, guys. Yeah, I've been having a crazy time with this whole portaling thing.
Ain't it fun, though?
Where you live in Manhattan, around Midtown, specifically your block, is it a normal place? You find it, to your perception, odd?
Pam came and checked it out and told me how odd it was, and then it started to make sense how odd it was. But yeah, there's an old baklava shop from the 1800s or something on my corner. That seems. There's quite a few anomalies on the block.
Can you name a few?
I went for Kobe beef the other night and I only paid $18.
Really? Did he pay more?
Yeah. I took my friend Chris portaling the other day. He won't even call me back. I don't think he liked it that much.
He won't even call you back.
Well, Matthew, just so you know, there's never going to be a big crowd on the leading edge of creation, just so you know. Tell everybody what the name of your area is. It has a name. What is it?
It's either Turtle Bay, Sudden Place, UN... I was by the UN. That was an interesting walk.
Yeah. And are you inside or outside the gate?
What is the gate?
What community is it that has the gate?
Sudden Place?
Yes.
No, I'm outside the gate.
Very good. And so conveniently so that they decided to put a school crossing right in front of your door where there is no school.
Right.
I mean, so, if you need more signage, it can be arranged.
Okay, let's put more signage up.
Got it. Okay, very good. It may get a little crowded. You don't let it obscure your view, but okay, no problem.
All right. How do I get to the World Trade Center?
Which way you want to go?
Right in the front door.
Very good. Go out your house, go to the crosswalk, the school zone, without a school, go halfway across the school zone, turn around, come back, and you should arrive at the mall underneath it. You know where the plaza was? When you come in where the food court and all the food is underneath, you come in that lower lobby on the east side, coming up from Battery Park, that entrance.
You mentioned my block and neighborhood. Do you know something about it?
If you don't know, we telling you isn't going to help you. But how this works now, this is so cool, Matthew. We're so glad you brought this up. See, non-physical will respond to you in tandem, okay? But it's, you know, we don't have any limitation. Our only limitation is your place of asking. Because here's what happens. If we start telling you stuff, unlike Marshall McLuhan, we start telling you stuff that you're not interested or asking from a developed standpoint, it ends up getting you ahead of you. And that never serves you well, and it'll end in tears. It works out so much better as you're enjoying these anomalies and these experiences. You sort of ease into them. And if you get it, you got it. And if you don't, then you gauge just as you've done before and ask questions, and we give information regarding it so you get to a better feeling place regarding it. Because just because they put the school zone out in front of your apartment in front of your door doesn't mean you should move. They're just making it more convenient for you, and it was there all along, but they just painted it with great big yellow lines so nobody could miss it. That's what you asked for, and then it showed up, and now you're just asking why it showed up. Well, that's why, because you asked for clear, mappable, knowable anomalies. You asked for clear, distinct exits, means of exits, in case you had a lot of rain and had a lot of water in your area. You wanted a means of egress. So, no problem. You got one right after you can get out your door. You're good.
Is the gulf in the well of souls, is that the same thing I am?
Well of souls. They call it lots of things. Some of the people call it purgatory. Some people call it the middle ground. Some people call it the place of eternal swirl. Lord, suffering cats. People call it, they name things. They might call it Googledom soon. It all shifts and changes. When you decide to lay a meat sack body down, then you got to hold the non-physical part of you somewhere. And that somewhere we said name as the guff just because it's the easiest way to explain it.
I'd like to ask, what the heck is the non-physical as opposed to the soul if it goes to the guff?
Okay, well, the non-physical is the energy, the power, the source energy that you already have in your meat sack as a human creator. And it is already. And what the soul does is it keeps track of whether it's manifested creation or unmanifested, realized or unrealized, a manifested creation. And the only reason that the soul is necessary at all is because if you lay your meat sack body down and you had your heart's desire was set on a Snicker bar and you deny yourself the engaging of a Snicker bar, when you lay your meat sack body down, that Snicker bar that you deprived yourself of goes with you to the guff and increases the guff. The unrealized manifestations increase the guff. So that the new ones coming forth have that benefit. That's why the little ones that come forth are cable ready. That's why they can program your RF remote control, and you can't.
Hi, my friend lives on Wall Street. You speak of Wall Street a lot. Is there significance to that?
We don't speak of Wall Street at all.
Are you speaking of here at the wall?
Here at the wall, yes. Correct.
Does my friend live in Prescott Bush's old office?
Yes.
And did I create that whole situation?
Certainly.
And can I portal and see him?
You certainly may.
I saw a girl with a Hebrew tattoo. Is that an anomaly?
No. Well,
I was just...
No, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Is it an anomaly for her? No. Was it an anomaly for you? Sure. Could it also now, the anomaly, not be anomalous to you in your future? Yes. See, that would go yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Because from your place of asking, which is perfect, the words are all powerful. The language is only as good as the cement holding the words together. So you can tear down the wall as fast as you can build it up, or vice versa. Very good, Matt.
I took some classes in Florham Park, Fairleigh Dickinson. That's an old Vanderbilt estate. Is there portals there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at the mansion?
At the where?
In the basement of the mansion?
Well, the gate to the garden.
Oh.
Don't you find it interesting that they call those things gates?
Gates or gates?
That's why they call them a gate. It's an entryway. You knew what gates and portals were. Then you decided to separate yourself from your power. And then you go, holy crap, WTF, we got these words that we can't find anymore. So let's call other things that. And then so we don't lose the word. We don't want to forget what a portal is. We don't know. We don't want to forget what a portage is regarding. So we'll take other things that are like that that'll remind us in our future when we come back to our place of power that we had those already anyway, because we had the word gate that we could be reminded of holding a placeholder as we humans come back into our place of power. Boy, we're including us in that third person twirl. That's even more fun. That you come back into a place where you can recall or call up your long-term memory through the labyrinth of your mind to get you back into the place what you could already knew, that you already did, that you already have. And then when that happens, it becomes very, very, very clear. And then you quit rolling around thinking about everything, Dallas, Texas, or otherwise, and you start knowing. Well, once you know, then you don't have to be concerned with the thought of it. You see? You know if you're in your bed, and you know that it is. You know somebody comes in with a check, the cash, and you know the money you're giving them is good, not counterfeit. Well, how do you know? Well, I think it's good money. Well, honey, you make that statement enough, and they'll come inspect. See if your money is good or not. But you don't think that. You know that your money is appropriately correct currency. Because you know that, then everything works just fine. But if you ever think otherwise, now you set your labyrinth into a block of, oh, now we got to be careful and look out. There might be bad money here and this is that. Rah, 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 rah. The next thing you know, you'll be accused of being a counterfeiter.
Right. You got that, Matt?
I think so. I don't really want to get into my business cash flow. But
okay.
I want to talk to Don Physical, but I don't want to know if it applies to me. Exactly. That's exactly right. What better place to discuss it in front of all your peers? It's very
delicious. Yeah,
I
was
gunshot yesterday, right? Yesterday there was a gunshot pretty close to my head.
Yeah?
Well, yeah. I know. It's fun down here.
But you're such a powerful creator, it was like, phew. And you're like, uh-oh, that was fun.
Exactly.
And then only you would turn around and holler and say, try again, big boy, you missed.
Right. So
did you do that?
Castle in Montclair. Can you comment on how that came to be in New Jersey? There's a castle in Montclair, New Jersey, which originated in Europe called Kip's Castle.
Yes.
How did that get into New Jersey?
By a frigate boat. Piece by piece.
And when I was in kindergarten, I brought in a rock for show and tell, and it seemed to leave my backpack, and I found it on the ground. Was that a whole portal experience?
Not a portal experience. You shifted it.
Sideways?
Yeah, that's a flash sideways. Good, yes. Very good.
Was that like one of my first that I can remember?
Well, that's up to you. You're going to remember others, so no, it won't be the first you remember. It may be the first now that you remember. Oops, Matthew, that's gone. That now is gone. Maybe is it the first next now that I may recall in my past tense future now that I may experience. Yes. Now, do you see how language gives you many, a plethora of conditional responses that all can be, as Bob says, ain't that the truth?
I'm seeing tons of airplanes, and then some of them aren't really even airplanes. I'm just looking up at the sky a lot and seeing interesting stuff. Why is that?
What do you mean? Why is that? You want it, and you want to experience it so much so that they put signage up right in front of you that you can't get in and out of your place without being the verifiable witness of it. You want the experience. So when you want the experience, then that's what to expect when you're expecting. And those anomalies aren't finding you. Those anomalies are, and you're just noticing them. Perfectly so. So if that's bringing you bliss, then follow it, engage it, play with it, write blogs about it.
Well, how does rapid eye movement, how's that involved in supercomputers?
The REM, that goes into the wavelength and the frequencies. And if you'll get to the fringe and look at the man from the other side, poor old Walter lays it out for everybody, so that's kind of old school. You take the harmonic convergence, tuning forks, and equilateral triangles, triangulation, as Bob says, the single downfall of ions. So that was nothing other than setting it up for us. It was great. So perfect. And if you have in different worlds, those harmonics are a frequency. So as you have multi worlds that are at the slightest different frequency wavelength, like with REM, within the confines of the mind, because you can have certain kind of REM within the eye movements that sends you into a stroke or sends you into a grand mal seizure. No problem. Just because that frequency is outside the frequency that is your frequency that you are harmonically converging regarding. And you change that in a shift, you'll end up in a seizure or an aneurysm or something will pop. Okay, so from parallel worlds, for the other worlds in that same position, if you're talking about the specific molecular strata of moving objects and yourself, for example, we wouldn't say bring strontium 430 through to a parallel world because it will be quite a white knuckle flight. But you'd know that, see, and you wouldn't think about it. You'd know that before you did it. So the REM that you're speaking of and the theta and the beta waves within the mindset is the very thing that allows you seamlessly to go from world to world to world with the simple, simple harmonic convergence of frequency, wavelength frequency. And if you can find the cosine, you can always find the tangent, can you not? So, therefore, REM applies to the triangulation position to get you from one world to the other as long as within the confines of that equilateral triangle to the other equilateral triangle, both of those are in a shared, same harmonic convergence. Those worlds can be eons apart, and yet one replace one triangle to another triangle because they are indeed the same. You can have multi-differentials of beta and theta waves caused by sporadic REM, rapid eye movement, that can change your structure to allow your cells to animate and reanimate instantly. And that's what you were asking about REM.
Yesterday, I discovered this whole interdimensional portal thing on YouTube, and I was watching Hitler come through to discussing the Illuminati, and my computer went crazy. Was that like a demon, or that was just non-physical?
It's a difference. You add a name to it, you qualify it.
Fair enough.
Your blessing is your curse, and your curse is your blessing, depending on which type of mortar you're going to use to put the powerful stones, those powerful white cylindrical blocks of all power contained fluidly for the human creators to come back into their place of power. Now, everybody, Matthew, this is great fun because we love playing with you, and you know we love playing with you because it's so much fun. We're speaking of all this as though it's past tense because there's a cause for this being because it already is. We like Walter Cronkite. We just telling you what this is the news. Good day. This is the news. This is the news. And you're having to embrace the news to see if it is or it isn't. That's the interplay. That's so much fun. But we already know it is. So to tell you what you know that you didn't know, that you could know, that you knew, that you're now would include in that then, now, knowing now is... Wait, what? Wait, so wait. The labyrinth is kind of broken here. And then you get to a place where it's very simple and easy that you can now come into your place of power. Then you know. And then you'll be better than a conspiracy theorist. You'll be a conspiracy validator, and it won't be a conspiracy anymore. And you can go to the grassy knoll, and you can relive it personally. You won't have to wonder what happened.
Was Prescott Bush the president in Dallas?
Was Prescott Bush there on the day that JFK committed suicide in Dealey Plaza?
Certainly. Certainly. Certainly.
Was I there?
Which time?
Nah, which time?
Here we go.
You went back afterwards to redo it to see for yourself.
That's right. I erased all evidence that I fired the shot.
What did you just say? Which time? When time? Which time?
Yes, which time?
That's a good one, Matthew. Which time is this call happening?
In the Zapruder film, that time.
Ah, yeah, okay, right now.
Good, good, good. Oh. If your past, present, and future is only in your now, could you go back there this moment and experience it again? And we say yes. Time is an illusion. You humans created it. So to go back there, then you could know yourself.
How do I see other worlds? I don't really see other worlds that well, or other times.
I know. That's why they put great big orange lines in front of your house. We know.
So I should follow that, and then where do I go once I cross?
There's your sign, you know, and you want some more signage. It's on its way. We'll put billboards. Maybe quite an obstructive view, but that's okay.
In the movie Donnie Darko, that's all about this kind of portaling stuff. So the director's father was, what, a NASA guy?
Well, no, he worked for the Defense Department.
Donnie chose to expire. Would you say that was the wrong choice?
No, not a wrong choice. They had to make a plot, or it wouldn't have been a good movie, would it?
Right.
Our words wouldn't make a good movie because it always ends great. There's no suspense. There's no antagonist to validate or vindicate the protagonist for the storyline, you see. So even Fringe, which just fixing to start, y'all gonna love it. It's gonna be so much fun. The new Fringe that's coming, then they have to put a spin on it so you get the information is as clear as the afternoon sun. Okay? But you gotta have some twirl to it to make you even consider it, to notice the obvious place of power of the information that's being conveyed already anyway. That's great fun, Matthew.
Supposedly there's a lot of stuff that's going to happen soon, so it's not going to affect me, but it's going to, and other people are going to go through a mass exodus because their non-physical wants them to learn what I can learn without doing that.
Only if the fastest path to their joy is accomplished that way. Good. I'm